Massachusetts reported more than 4,600 new coronavirus cases yesterday, the largest number reported in a single day since the pandemic began. It comes as public health officials are on the lookout for a post-Thanksgiving spike. The state also reported 46 more people died from COVID-19, and the average positive test rate is now edging close to 5%. With increasing cases, many people are finding long lines and wait times for an appointment when they go to get coronavirus tested. This morning, WBUR's Kerry Goldberg brings us to a new testing center in Boston that's adjusting to this high season for testing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being patient. Welcome. Come on in and warm up.
It's just after 8 in the morning, and nurse manager Gina Giarusso is welcoming several dozen people from a snaking line outside into another line through a maze of plastic partitions inside. This is day 3 for the new coronavirus testing site that Tufts Medical Center set up on Tremont Street in Boston.
Good morning. You look frozen solid. Come on in and warm up.
Thank you.
Good morning. Pre-registered. That's awesome. Go right on down. I think we're full. Hold on.
They are full, though the wait is not as long as just before Thanksgiving, when the line to the old Tufts Medical Center testing site stretched for blocks around the hospital. But Director of Emergency Management Nick Duncan says the demand for testing is elevated and expected to remain so.
Over the next couple of weeks, we're definitely anticipating a large increase in testing. And not only are we dealing with COVID symptoms, but people who have a slight respiratory illness that they want to get tested to be reassured they can be around their family and loved ones.
And they're thinking about how to be ready for Christmas and New Year's.
People are going to travel again. We know that. How do we prepare for that?
Add flu season to holiday season, and the outlook is clear. Lots of testing all this winter and even beyond.
I can say we're preparing till the end of 2021. Like, we're prepared to COVID test for the indefinite future.
For right now, efforts are underway at the state and the local level to adjust testing to the colder weather and to new levels of demand.
There's no question from the city's end that we've been working to try to increase capacity and increase usage.
Marty Martinez, Boston's chief of health and human services, says those efforts include more testing at community health centers and mobile test sites, including a new one this week in Jamaica Plain. Before Thanksgiving, Martinez issued public warnings that you can't test yourself into a normal holiday. Now he's encouraging people who may have been exposed to test themselves coming out of Thanksgiving, even if it takes some time and effort.
Testing is not as convenient and easy as everybody would like it to be, including myself.
And he says top priority is making testing accessible for the most vulnerable communities with high rates of infection and low rates of testing.
And we're going to continue to do that. We're going to bring on some more capacity so we can give people the access they need and remind people that testing's one piece of this larger puzzle.
That also includes public health measures like masks and social distancing. For their part, testing sites like the new one at Tufts Medical Center are working out how to meet the rising demand by making the process flow as quickly as possible.
So far, in 2 days, we're just churning through people.
Director of Registration Shayna Bellis says the new site, which accepts walk-ins, can test 8 people at once while 4 others are being registered. It all takes only about 6 minutes, and there's more room here for people to wait indoors, Nick Duncan says.
So they're not freezing and standing in the elements, which is a huge benefit to what we came from, which was outside on the street corner.
Even so, lines since it opened have persisted, says Registrar Jessica Matos.
It's been crazy. The line is usually really long. I don't know how people do it with 3-hour waits, 4-hour waits. I'll give up after 30 minutes.
But Matos says people tend to be grateful for the service, and she thanks them for getting tested. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.